We're pleased to be joined on the Trending 55 hot seat today by the Transportation Minister of the Province of Alberta, Rajan Sahni, who joins us right now. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you, Kyle. It's my pleasure. I always enjoy our conversations and have some great news to share today, too.
Yeah, so why don't we kind of, I guess, start with that. The province has put forward what is known as Bill 5, the Traffic Safety Amendment Act. What you could tell us a little bit about what's all happening as part of that there?
Sure. Well, first of all, this bill is all about increasing safety on the roads for our first responders and for highway maintenance workers and for our snowplow operators. We have found over the years that there have been significant collisions with snowplows and drivers on the roads, and we know that there are other highway maintenance workers as well who have been on the roads who have had near misses. So we took a lot of feedback from the public, from our industry partners as well, who basically said that we needed to do more. So we have introduced Bill 5. Actually, I introduced it yesterday, and it requires motorists who are traveling on a highway to actually slow down to 60 kilometers an hour or the speed limit, whichever is lower, when there's a vehicle that is parked on the side of the road with their lights flashing. So this is a departure from what it was like before, and there's a couple of other elements within the bill that essentially introduce additional safety measures for all roadside workers. So I can get into all the nitty-gritty of the details. I'm happy to do that. But overall, I think the message that I want to give is that this is good for anybody who's working as a roadside worker or operating a snowplow or is doing any kind of maintenance. This bill is all about giving them additional protection so that when they're done, at the end of the day, they can go home to their family, safe and sound.
I know I actually did work part-time as a roadside worker many, many years ago, so I'm kind of familiar with some of the hazards of the job there, if you will. So when it comes to protecting your roadside workers, how exactly will some of these changes help in keeping them safer?
Yeah, so first of all, they do have to slow down when drivers do have to slow down to 60 kilometers an hour or the speed limit, whichever is lower, when there are any vehicles such as snow clouds when their lights are flashing. There also has to be an open lane as well when they are passing these roadside maintenance workers. And we are still developing the regulations as well. We're going to take some time. We're going to do some public education to really talk about all of the finer details as to how this is going to work. The first step was actually to make amendments to the Traffic Safety Act, indicating that we're going to have these conditions in place in terms of reduced speeding on the highways and having an open lane adjacent to where the workers are. But more details will be forthcoming when the regulations are developed.
And when it comes to sort of working with different industry groups involved in this, what has been sort of some of the feedback that you've kind of heard from them?
Well, the road builders have advocated for this, and they've said, we have all kinds of protections in place for construction workers. Like there's traffic safety plans that have to be made by construction workers. They have all kinds of signage and physical barriers that protect them. But what about the highway maintenance workers, and what about those who are operating snowplows? They didn't have those same kinds of protections. So the road builders were quite avid advocates of this. And we heard from AMA as well that there have been so many near misses, right? And there have been some very serious incidents as well. So the thinking was, why not introduce these safety measures in a fair and equitable way for anybody who's working as an emergency worker or it's parked on the side of the highway with their lights flashing? Everybody should have the same levels of protection. So there is tremendous support from our industry partners, as I mentioned, and even members from the public. So we've gotten a lot of great messages from various stakeholders who said, yes, thank you so much for doing this, because we have a family member who is a highway maintenance worker, or we do it ourselves. And it was just big thank yous all around. So we're very pleased with this bill.
Now, I know currently that there are, fines for people who, pass emergency vehicles on the side of the road. And I know in, construction zones, when the workers are present, speed fines are doubled in those situations. Would there be any, sort of fines as a part of this bill? If, they pass a roadside worker with lights on and stuff, was this going to be a part of this bill here?
Well, that's a really good question, and I know I had a few people ask me about fines as well, and I think it's really early days for me to comment on anything, because right now the fines are currently anywhere from $136 to $826, which is quite significant, but it depends on the speed. So those are the current fines that are already in place. I'm not going to be making any changes to those, but as we are working through the regulations and really understanding what this bill is going to look like, I might take a second look at those, but I doubt I'll be making any changes. So whatever is in place is going to stay in place for the time being. But again, as these regulations come together, we'll have a second look. Ultimately, the idea is to just try to enhance safety on our roads, and fines do have an important deterrent role. In doing that, people are more careful knowing that, they could face significant fines. And so that's the only reason we depend on that as one of the tools. So, but you know what, we're really going to work on the public education piece, because it's important to keep putting those messages out there that there are real people who have real families who do this kind of work. They put themselves in danger and at risk. And people just need to be more aware that these workers are out there.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we'd like to throw in a little personal question or two in there. And, of course, the weather is starting to get better in many parts of Alberta right now, which means a lot of people are probably doing more things outside around this time of year. Now, when it comes to you, Minister, what are some, some outdoor activities you'd like to use when the weather gets better here?
Okay, I love that question. So my husband always tries to get me to do gardening and lawn work, which I actually do not like. But what I do love, because I've got four kiddos, I love playing soccer. So we will do soccer in the backyard. We will do basketball in the front driveway. And, of course, when the weather is good, I love getting out for a walk. I used to be a runner. Can't do that anymore. Too many injuries. But I love being out and about walking. So, I think I mentioned it to you before. I love hanging out with my kids. They're super fun, and so whatever we can do outdoors would be great, except for mowing the lawn, which I hate.
Well, we'll have to get to you and the rest of your family up here to enjoy the nice outdoor stuff we got up here one of these days. But anyhow, Transportation Minister Rajan Sani, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle. Always a pleasure, and I would love to come up to you guys, and I need to walk that pedway on that beautiful new bridge. I haven't done that yet. I'd be really excited to do that, so hopefully sometime soon.